Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. A couple weeks ago, I received a message while praying, but I didn't feel that I was to release it until yesterday when the Lord put it on my heart to go ahead and do it today. And now I understand with it today being the election day that I was to go ahead and put this out. He also gave me three important scriptures that I want to share with you that are familiar with most of you, but I feel that we're to meditate on them during today and what's coming in the future. When I woke up this morning, I kept hearing the word D-Day, like the letter D, D-Day. And the first thing that came to me was Decision Day. But then I thought D for Disaster Day. And my mind kind of started wandering, and I thought, I'm just going to look up D-Day, because I know that it had to do with World War II, and I knew it had to do with one of the final battles in World War II. And so I looked it up, and in 1944, I believe it was, this is the Battle of Normandy, where the forces, I think it was America and England and a couple of other countries, I'm looking it up right now, there it is. American, British, and Canadian forces landed on five beaches along a 50-mile stretch of the heavily fortified coast of the France's Normandy region. So this was one of a huge military assault where I think it almost ended World War II. So, brothers and sisters, I don't know exactly the significance of why I kept hearing D-Day, but I thought I would share it with you nonetheless. All right, let's go ahead, and I want to read this message to you. And please, it's very short, and like I said, then I want to read those three verses. Here it is. I got this while praying a couple weeks ago in October of 2020. The perfect storm surrounds you, and it is coming from all directions. Never before has there been such a storm against humanity. The fallen ones see their opportunity and are seizing it to bring forth their rule here on earth. They may try, but their plans will only go as far as I permit. They will hang in their own nets that they have set for others. Truth will ultimately reign supreme, and the dark lies of the enemy will be exposed and destroyed. Let me read that again. Truth will ultimately reign supreme, and the dark lies of the enemy will be exposed and destroyed. Rejoice in truth, justice, righteousness, and mercy. The perfect storm is all wicked things converging all at the same time. Blackness covers the atmosphere in all directions. This is their goal, death, destruction, and darkness. However, rejoice, because my light will be shining in even the darkest places. Do not look with your own human eyes only, but pray to see in the spirit, so that you will not be caught unaware of the battle that is raging. I will be calling many home. Do not fear this time, because my spirit will be with you. Open your eyes and ears and heart now, and let me speak to you individually. Be still, be quiet, and listen for my voice and instruction. I am here, waiting to share the direction you should go in. Be still and wait upon me, your Commander-in-Chief, King Jesus. And that was the end of this short message, brothers and sisters, about the perfect storm. All right, now I'm going to end with these three verses. And before I do, I just want you all to know, brothers and sisters, that I am diligently praying for all of you, for all my subscribers, and for all of those whose names are written in the Book of Life. I am praying for the Lord to be with us, to strengthen us, to guide us, and and to protect us. All right, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.